This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner of one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is too close to call. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
They were loud and passionate.
Our government should be afraid because we are here.
Reverend Warnock becomes the first black senator in Georgia's history and puts the Senate majority within the Democratic Party's reach.
The improbable journey that led me to this place in this historic moment in America could only happen here. We were told that we couldn't win this election.
But Loeffler tells supporters this is a game of inches and she's going to win.
We're going to make sure every vote is counted. That's right.
If John Ossoff wins the other runoff, Democrats flip control of the Senate. If David Perdue wins, the Republicans keep it. I'm Julie Walker.
Lawmakers from the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives are scheduled to meet Wednesday in a joint session of Congress to count and certify electoral votes based on the result of the November presidential election. This usually routine and ceremonial function, a final step after the Electoral College officially elected Joe Biden December 14th, has turned into a litmus test of Republican lawmakers' loyalty to President Donald Trump. More than 100 Republican House members and a dozen senators have said they plan to object to the Electoral College tally from some or all of six swing states won by Biden. This is VOA News. German-listed companies must include women on their executive boards as part of a landmark bill agreed by the country's coalition government Wednesday after voluntary efforts failed to close a gender gap. One woman to their listed companies with four executives or more must appoint at least one woman to their boards, according to a draft law to be voted on by Parliament. The law sends a, quote, very strong signal, end quote, a justice minister told reporters. Germany, Europe's top economy, fares relatively poorly in terms of representation of women in senior positions. AP correspondent Mike Corder reports the EU is set to decide on the Moderna vaccine.
It's already in use in the US and Canada, and Israel approved it on Monday. So the hope is that today the European Medicines Agency will approve that. That then has to go to the European Commission to be approved. And after that, once that has happened, the vaccine could roll out across the EU.
That was AP's Mike Corder. Greek Christian churches held Epiphany services Wednesday, openly defying government coronavirus restrictions that banned public gatherings, including religious ceremonies, on one of the most important days of the Orthodox calendar. Despite a plea by Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis for church authorities to set an example during a crisis that has killed more than 5,000 in Greece, worshippers attended morning services, although limits were placed on the number allowed into churches at one time. Armenia's prime minister, who faced backlash over a peace deal that ended recent fighting in the breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, did not attend a Christmas service Wednesday and is currently self-isolating, his press secretary said. The Armenian Apostolic Church celebrates Christmas January 6th, and Wednesday, a national church service was led by the country's religious leader. The service held in the largest cathedral of the capital, Yerevan, is usually attended by the country's leadership, and the prime minister's presence was expected. India has not imposed a ban on export of vaccines for COVID-19, the federal government said, amid a controversy that it had imposed restrictions on an Indian company expected to be on the front lines in supplying vaccines to developing countries. India, the world's largest vaccine producer, is expected to play a pivotal role as low- and middle-income countries look ahead to launching immunization programs to bring the pandemic under control. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.